Trek every storm.
Power outages will occur.
Be ready.
I have batteries,
flashlights,
medicine,
food, and water.
There for you then.
Sky Radio, you're a lifesaver.
Here for you now. Season's not over.
For Radiant Credit Union, News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Special guest in the studio, Elizabeth Dobler. And I apologize, Liz, because I know you a little bit, and I had your name wrong for a while, so I apologize for that. How you doing? Good morning.
I am good. Thank you so much for having me. We really appreciate that.
Now, Liz is running for District 1 in Alachua County for a commission seat. Give me a general idea of District 1.
District 1 encompasses Micanopy, Archer, parts of Gainesville up in the center part of that area, and we cover the east side as well, pretty much.
And you have to live in your district, and you do make Micanopy's been your home now for 8 years.
Yeah, almost 9 years, and you must live in your district. And that's one of the reasons that single member districts are so very important, is because I don't know what's going on with Commissioner Chestnut's district. I know what's going on in mine. Do I really care what's going on in his front yard? No.
You want representation in your particular district, because the needs of any particular district are different, probably.
Absolutely,
yeah.
They are.
I would have to say you're right, but I would say one of the things they may all have in common, and I know this is a big theme of your campaign, is that about roads.
Oh,
and I mean, you could start anywhere and end anywhere when it comes to roads that need help. I got to tell you, anybody who's ever been on Wacahuta Road, I needn't explain further.
Nope, you are correct. The roads are horrible. I live on Wacahuta Road. And if you want to get, I don't know, excited instead of going to Disney World and get on Big Thunder Mountain Railroad, just go down Wacahuta Road. It's all the same kind of fun. But it's not just there. It's 346. It's Parker Road, as that one lady who called in earlier. I heard her coming in when I was driving in the car. She's correct. There are no right-hand, turn lanes. You can't get off. It's pretty much single road.
And one of the things you also want to do, you want to look at the books. You want to see where money is being spent, like the distribution of Alachua County wild spaces and public places. These are sales tax dollars that are sent to the state, voted on here, but sent to the state, and then the state redistributes them back to the county. And then, you're questioning how this money is being spent. Where is it going? One of the things that came up was what used to be West End Golf Course. What's the status of that now, which is in Tioga?
Well, they purchased that, and they spent $6.4 million on that, and it was used from the wild spaces money that everyone had voted on. And that money had been sitting there, over $90 million, for 10 years.
No, I had no idea. They have that much sitting.
They had that much money sitting
What do they use as their excuse of why they haven't utilized it to purchase land? Because, I mean, I'm not that smart, but I know land generally goes up in value over a period of time, so you'd be paying more for it.
Absolutely. Well, I know that the gentleman that did originally own that property, I believe he was a realtor, and my grandkids used to play golf out there. And I knew what he wanted for that property years ago. He was asking 1.9, and it ended up, it was 6.4 million. But now all they want to do with it is make it a nature trail. Well, that's crazy. I have bikers and, I shouldn't say bikers, but cyclists going down all the roads here, and that's dangerous in itself. You hit a pothole, and they're going to go flying. But these are the nature trails here. We're very rural, and we like to stay rural. But the problem is that we really would just like to have our roads constructed properly, not just road maintained by county maintenance. They need to be repaved and done correctly by paving companies.
Well, and in some cases, because they let them deteriorate beyond a certain point, you have to actually rebuild the road beds at about 10 times the cost.
It's $1 million per mile. I did look that up. But with $90 million, you could add 90 miles of road.
Yeah, but it's not set aside for that purpose. And you have to wonder why they... That doesn't seem right. I don't know what the charter, the bylaws, or anything... says about that, but that certainly could be one thing you would address. I would imagine if you're voted in District 1, Alachua County Commissioner.
Yes. Well, the problem with that too is that we did get infrastructure money when Biden became president. Mm-hmm. Where did all that infrastructure money go? We didn't see any of it. And the reason that I wanted to become a commissioner is because I have seen nothing done. Not one thing has been accomplished that I've seen by our current commissioner. And I know that she lives in Archer somewhere, but it's way out in the very edges of Archer.
Yeah, I think some of the communities, some of District 1, I mean, you would notice it if improvements were being made. Mm-hmm. It becomes, evident because it's sorely in need of some attention.
Oh, yeah. Well, I've had several of my neighbors call me. The one woman that lives down the street from me, Doshi, she called me and she says, please do something. Can't you do something, Liz? Well, I said, what's wrong? And she says, well, I had to go all the way over because there was a truck passing me and it bent my wheel and slashed up my tire because the asphalt on the sides of the roads on each side of Wakahuta Road, it crumbles. And if you have to go off even a little bit, it just slices into the sides of your tires.
Or does damage to your front axles. I know. I just got through that. I'm not sure. I think it was a pothole. Anyway, we appreciate you coming in, and I want to give you the last word why people should vote for Elizabeth Ann Dobler. Born in Pennsylvania, spent a lot of time in Miami and North Miami, and makes her home in Micanopy now since 2016. Why should people vote for you for District 1?
Because I think I can do a much better job than what's been going on now.
All right.
I mean, there's been 4 years where nothing has really been done.
And roads would be a major priority.
Big time.
All right.
And thank you.
How can people find out more about you, contribute, do whatever?
Oh, yes. They can go to VoteLiz2024.com. Or find me on Facebook.
Okay. VoteLiz2024.com. There you have it. And we wish you the best. Some new fresh blood, and the commission might be exactly what... Well,
thank you so much. And don't be down voters. Just pick out that one person and say, I think she's got a better idea.
There you go. Yep. Know what you're voting for and who you're voting for.